Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, going to join us in a moment here on the Fan Morning Show. He'll be on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Some quick housekeeping things so that you're all up to date out there. We were just talking about Antonio Brown saying he's filed for bankruptcy and how Jersey Jerry of Barstool has no idea what bankruptcy is. Someone texts in, quit making fun of people who file for bankruptcy. Shut the up. We're not making fun of Antonio Brown. We're talking about the sad story. We're making fun of Jersey Jerry for being a grown adult and not knowing what filing for bankruptcy means.
Antonio Brown made fun of himself, too.
There's also that.
In the tweet of saying, what does he say, the run continues or something?
Yes. So back away from your phone on that text line and just take a chill pill.
You know what? You do make fun of people a lot for not knowing stuff.
He's a 30-plus-year-old man who goes, what is filing for bankruptcy? What does this mean? So, yes, I am going to make fun of Jersey Jerry for that. Also, Doran and I have popped pills in between segments. Just Advil. We're both having bad back days. And Doran brings up during the break a very good point. Did we ever hear Ron Cook complain about his back?
No.
I don't think we did.
Oh, I'm going for a walk today. Like, couldn't imagine being 65 and wanting to walk every morning.
No.
Obviously, he's not feeling any type of pain.
No, if I get 20 minutes into a walk now at 33 years old, my back hurts. Or if I wash the dishes for too long, my back hurts. So we got that going on. We're all banged up. We never even hear Starkey complain about any physical ailments. And he's in his mid-50s. You don't really hear Zeiss either.
Mm-mm.
Zeiss can barely breathe. He'll show up for a show, and he won't say anything unless you ask him on the air about it. So this is not good. We are growing, and we have pain, and it's bad. Aging is bad. And then one more thing on the text line at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've got Joe in Reserve Township. He says that if you pee after eating asparagus on metal, you can remove paint. And also that after eating a bunch of asparagus, your urine becomes flammable. Callis, if you don't mind, while we talk to Mackey, if you could just Google that, see if urine after eating a bunch of asparagus is flammable. We would like the answer on that by the end of the segment. Jason Mackey joins us now, presumably not to talk about any of those things, but Jason, did any of those things pique your interest?
Every one of them, Crowley. I would love to talk about post-asparagus urine with you. the back issues?
It's really? Not good. Not good, man.
Come on.
Yeah, see, Doran played in the NFL for 6 years and played football his entire natural-born life. I have done nothing.
Right. I was going to say, like, I cut Doran some slack. Like, I don't know what that life is like. Your excuses, it's just sad.
It's no
bad.
Good.
What did you do? You rolled out of bed.
Right.
That's right. That was the problem. Every day when I roll out of bed,
it hurts. He was a coxswain. You know what a coxswain is, Jason?
Yeah, the person that is at the front of the boat and crew.
Yes,
Jason is well.
Assuming we're talking about the same thing.
We
right?
are. Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay,
Mackey joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Jason, we will talk about a lot of Pirates-related things here with you, and I want to start with this: is Rowdy Tellez going to be a Pirate at 6:40 tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Oh! Really?
I don't see how you can, Adam. And I wrote this for today. The road trip was a very important one for him, for them. We know this. And you need the roster spot. They're at a point. I mean, there are people in this town and rightly talking about the Pirates needing to add bats. They need to score more runs. They've been extremely patient with Rowdy Tellez. We're at a point where you just can't do it anymore. You really can't. I don't understand what the logic would be. Connor Joe has become your starting first baseman. You guys in AAA hitting. You're 30% of the way through the season. Like, you just can't afford to dole out the playing time on charity anymore. And also, like, what scant playing time he's going to get, I don't see how he's going to find a swing. So, no, I don't expect him to be there later today.
So, what would the move be if he is not on this roster? Would it be Jake Lamb that's brought up? Would it be Connor Joe at first base, maybe platooning with Triolo when Ke'Bryan Hayes comes back? What's the corresponding move if that were to be the case?
You know what I think? I actually think it could be Ji-Won Bae, Doran. I think that makes the most sense for their lineup. And because of what he adds at the top, they don't really have a traditional leadoff hitter. And that's what Bae is. That's what he's been. When he's been up here, it's been not good. He's struck out too much, hasn't made enough contact, but he's hitting over 360 in AAA. I really want to see him up here. It makes a lot of sense for lengthening their lineup, for putting guys where they should be hitting. O'Neill Cruz has been really good hitting third. I would not want to move him, but I'm really curious to see what I would understand Jake Lamb. Certainly, it's a perfect swap. You platoon him with Connor Joe, but Connor Joe should be your everyday first baseman. They probably have a hole in the outfield now, you know, where you can rotate somebody, you know, maybe platoon him and Oliveras. You got to figure out what to do with Sawinski. That's a separate conversation, but I would say Bae above the others.
I do think it is an important conversation with Sawinski. However, Jason Mackey joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Like, he's the one guy. I don't put him in the Rowdy Tellez camp. Like, he is what he is. Like, I don't think playing him a bunch, you're going to unlock some long-lost potential in Rowdy Tellez. I just think it's over for him. Whereas Jack Sawinski, while he's not hitting now, we know what he looks like at his apex. And I do think if you were to send him down, you might run the risk of missing out on a hot streak from Jack Sawinski. I guess what I'm saying, Jason, is I would still pencil him in there every day against righties. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I might do that too, Adam. I might. The problem is it becomes more of a platoon than maybe you want to. You know, like Michael A. Taylor is probably going to play quite a bit. Defensively, I tweeted this out yesterday. He's been really, really good. Obviously, Brian Reynolds is going to play every day. So, I mean, you can't platoon Bae and Sawinski. Maybe you work in the infield a little bit and put Bae there. I mean, whatever. But I look at Sawinski, and to me, it's more Jack-focused than anything. Like, if he looks like he's found a spark, which he may have in Chicago, it looked a little better, I might ride it out. For right now, I would. If he has a bad series against the Giants, I would not be afraid to send him down. And you brought up a good point earlier. I'm much more adherent to giving Jack playing time than I am Rowdy. Like, you look at what they're doing with Sawinski and young players and whatever. I mean, he's a part of this thing. Sawinski is good, bad, and different. They need to find a way to get him going, and it might be building his confidence in AAA.
Jason, I may have missed this in the past couple of days, but what is the timeline on Ke'Bryan Hayes? Is it potentially coming back and being back in the lineup?
Yeah, so he's going to start doing with the baseball activities, fancy words for just increasing activities. Maybe later this week, honestly, if that goes well. It hasn't been a ton of missed time. I don't expect him to need a rehab assignment unless he gets back doing stuff and it takes a little bit longer. But yeah, I'm looking at later this week.
One more Pirates question for you, Jason, and then I actually have a Steelers question for you as well. Will the Pirates add come the deadline or before the deadline? Do they view this year as a year where they can legitimately contend for a division championship? Because if not, they absolutely should.
I don't think we're there yet, Adam.
No!
I'm sorry.
You give us the good Rowdy Tellez news and you give us this crap.
You're a riot. It's May 21st, all right? It's too early. It's too early. At some point with Tellez, like, you have to admit what is reality. You can't say we're in a definitive ad situation here. I'm going to give an answer that's going to sound lame, but, like, they're not against it. They want to win. They know they need to win. They know if there's something lacking, they're going to address it. I just don't think we're there yet. Even if you would add, like, what would you add right now?
First baseman? Yeah.
I'd ride Joe. I want to see what I have in Connor Joe. And maybe that disappears. Maybe he reverts back to a 730 OPS guy, in which case, yeah, I would add a first baseman if they're in the mix and that's the weak spot. But, you know, I think you need to see more sample size. I think you need to see more sample size with the pitching. I want to see where the bullpen goes. You know, but if they're in it and they're a piece or two away, yeah, absolutely, I think they would.
Can I ask a football-related question?
Of course.
I would love that.
Jason, are you going to be at OTAs today?
I am. I'm looking forward to it. Are you?
Of course not. No. Actually, where would never happen. Is there one player in particular that if you could break away for a one-on-one that you would be most excited to talk to today?
Yeah.
You don't want to give away your trade secret. You already know what you're going to write.
No, because, I mean, my experience, that's not going to happen.
That's true, too.
And I'm still a newbie over there, so I'm not expecting the world. Part of the reporter in me says Justin Fields just because he hasn't spoken yet. But the also, you know, knowing the quality of stuff that's going to come out of there, I think I'd probably say Najee Harris. I think that, you know, since we left him, since his situation ended with what he has ahead. I mean, I think we have a good idea of what would come out of the mouth of Russell Wilson, and that's great. And quarterbacks are always popular. I think I'd go with Najee Harris. I think there's the most intrigue there.
Those are our two as well. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris and Justin Fields. Russell Wilson, when he talks, I feel like his shades, there's like a teleprompter on the inside. Like, he knows exactly what he's going to say and why he's going to say it. Yeah, he's a presidential candidate.
I probably would say George Pickens, too. I would throw him as a late
third. Yeah, I was close on that, Doran. I was close. But Najee is so articulate. There's so much going on there, good, bad, and indifferent sometimes. You know, and I want to hear about declining the fifth-year option. I want to hear about, you know, what their offense looks like, Arthur Smith, and the quarterback situation. There's a whole bunch of places I'd want to go with Najee, and I feel like the answers would be really good.
Jason, appreciate you coming on. Not Just Pirates with Jason Mackey. That's what the segment's called. Thank you for jumping on with us today, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
Jason. Hope your backs feel better.
Yeah, they won't. Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, columnist over there. We got to react to the Pirates stuff, though. The good and the bad. The good, he doesn't think Rowdy Tellez will be a Pirate come 640. The bad, he doesn't think they're going to be buyers either. We'll get to that when we come back. But first, follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
.net. Jason Mackey, the Post Gazette, joined us in the last segment, and boy, we got to react to what he had to say. Asked him if he thinks Rowdy Tellez will be a Pirate come 6:40 tonight. That's when first pitch will be against the San Francisco Giants. He said no. Thinks Rowdy Tellez is going to get DFA'd today, which is good news. Not for Rowdy, obviously, but it's good news for the Pirates to not continue hanging on to a guy that has literally not helped them at all and only hurts them. Zangrilli was on yesterday, and we were laughing because of how bad it got on Sunday. Rowdy Tellez batted four times and accounted for six outs.
Unbelievable.
That is the most efficient stinking that I can think of.
It's crazy this all started whenever he spoke in the locker room about the booing. Like, it literally started the next day.
People would want him DFA'd anyhow because he is hurting the ball club. They've penciled him in the heart of the order. They keep Connor Joe out of the lineup for him. But no doubt about it, that put him immediately in the doghouse for Pirates fans. Oh. I was one of the few people, I didn't have a problem with him saying it.
I didn't either. I thought it was he was kind of messing around, but it's just ironic that his spiral started literally that moment.
He had the home run in the Marlins series, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe he can be the guy that he was a couple of years ago. Like, I certainly understood. I really did, actually, them taking a flyer on him. You're not going to spend money. They didn't really spend a lot of money this offseason. So you spend three and change on a dude who hit 30 homers 2 years ago, okay. But it's the sunk cost, easy for me to say, fallacy. If you're just going to keep throwing him out there because you are paying him, you have a chance to be a playoff team. We've brought this up multiple times today. 5.5 back in the division, just 2 back in the wild card, and you have one of the best three-headed monster rotations in the sport. You got to get off the pot. Putting him out there makes no sense. They were hoping that he would rediscover his stroke. But if you go back a calendar year, he's one of the worst players in all of baseball. He was bad last year. Now, here's where I'll disagree with something Jason said. He said he doesn't think the Pirates are going to be aggressive and try to augment their roster, try to add. He did say, yeah, we could see some call-ups. Obviously, if Rowdy is DFA'd, there would be a corresponding move. In Jason's mind, you call up Jiwon Bae, who's got an OPS over 1,000. He's hitting like 285 in AAA. But apart from stuff like that, he doesn't think they're going to add a first baseman. And he said he wants to see Connor Joe be the everyday first baseman and see how that goes.
Well, he said right now.
He did.
Right now. And that makes sense to me, at least. I mean, what are you going to... They're not going to be in the mix of adding somebody right now. Now, maybe...
They could be, though.
70 days until trade deadline. I mean, there's some time. So, but why... They could be, but why would you even explore that whenever you have Connor Joe playing the way he is and he can be that first baseman? I mean, you would...
I put Connor Joe...
Give him a chance.
Without going out and getting somebody, then I'm playing Connor Joe every day. I can meet you there on that. I think we know what Connor Joe is, too. Like, Connor Joe's a career 753 OPS guy in 300-plus games. 5 years in Major League Baseball. This isn't even the best he's played. Back in 2021 in Colorado, he had a nice year. But he's 31. Like, if you send Triolo down, and Connor Joe is your Triolo, I think a really good baseball team, that's your ideal.
And Bae.
Yeah, right. Those are your guys you can move around in the outfield.
Utility.
Yeah, exactly. Like Connor Joe, I would be playing him every day right now because you don't have a better option, but I'd be actively pursuing a better option. Connor Joe would not, just to bounce off what Jason said, he would not stand in the way of me getting a Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But you know, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I know.
They're not going to do that.
But you need to because Skeens, you pay him the $10 million signing bonus, but he ain't hitting arbitration for a few years. You don't got to pay Jared Jones. You know, with a fixed cost, what you are paying Mitch Keller. Now's the time to spend the money around a core. And if you added one legitimate bat, if you did go out, and again, just using it as an example, for a year and a half, you add Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's making $19.9 in arbitration this year, and the Blue Jays are considering moving on from him, you put him in the middle of your lineup, I think you are a playoff team. Like, I don't think it's that big of a leap. You add, I mean, name a guy. You add a first baseman that has the potential to hit 30 home runs and is a legitimate option, and you smack him down in the middle of your lineup, all of a sudden you offer protection for O'Neill Cruz. O'Neill Cruz bats behind Brian Reynolds, who's got protection. I just think the trickle-down effect there would be now you're in a point where you can score those four runs a game, and they're 18-3 when they score four runs. I understand there's 70-ish days until the deadline, and I get what you're saying, and you're probably not going to see a move until you know for sure that your buyer's at that point. I want to ensure that I'm a good baseball team and act now. Now, it takes two to tango. Like, I'm not sure that Toronto, for example, with Vlad Jr., would want to make a deal before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to ride that thing out. But we just saw Arias get moved to San Diego from the Marlins. San Diego was aggressive. They were floundering. They want to punch it up, so they add a two-time batting champion. I think you need to at least be aggressive in exploring options now, and you don't let Connor Joe stand in your way.
I totally agree, but I do also agree with letting him get his opportunity because he's been the only bright spot, really, in these last month.
Yeah. He's been their most consistent hitter, which, if that's the case, that's bad news for you. But, yeah, he should be rewarded for that. And to make time for Rowdy Tellez, to hoping that, what, he could punch himself up to a 700 OPS guy that he was last year? Like, come on.
Right.
What are we doing? Now,
they're paying him money.
I know.
That's why.
And that's absolutely why.
The only reason.
Absolutely why.
Only reason.
I think that's inarguable. Like, you're paying him, what, three and change?
3.5, right?
Yeah. You don't want to flush that down the toilet, but the argument could be made, though I didn't make it at the time, was you were probably flushing that money down the toilet just by signing him. Like, Carlos Santana would have been a better option.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth.
And Josh Bell is suddenly picked it up a little bit with Miami, if you're looking for a guy that wouldn't cost as much as a Vlad Jr. or a Pete Alonso or a J.D. Martinez or an Alex Bregman, you could go after a lesser option in Josh Bell, who is making a decent chunk of change, but would absolutely upgrade your team.
Slightly different direction here. Question for you. Do you think we see Henry Davis again this year?
Yeah, but I would. What I would do is I would wait until there is a wealth of at-bats down there. Like, I want to see him do it for a month and make sure that he gets into a place consistently with that swing where he's not going to come up here. Like, what he's done so far has been good. He hit two homers the other day. It looks like he's finding it. I don't want to call him up and then all of a sudden the pressure's on him. Just let him get in that groove and then bring him up.
I heard he changed his stance back to his original stance.
Yeah. That's what I heard,
too.
For
what it's worth.
I don't know what that means, really, but we have Wehner coming on tomorrow at 8:35. We can ask him about that.
Yeah.
It looks like he's pulling off everything up here. He was squeezing that bat in the sawdust. Can you just imagine where they would be, honestly, if he lived up
the average?
Yes. To half of his potential.
Everybody.
Right. If Brian Reynolds was at his career numbers or Ke'Bryan Hayes was doing even close to what he did in the second half last year, you're looking at a team that's probably in first place right now. All right, we go back to the Steelers coming up next. Ryan Clark, he has predicted when Justin Fields will replace Russell Wilson as the Steelers' starting quarterback. If there were a time when Justin Fields would be the Steelers' number one, when would that be? We look at the schedule we predict when we come back.
I believe that the team is better. One, you get better when you hire Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator. And some of the things that Omar Khan did in the offseason gives me optimism. But I'm saying less because of how daunting this schedule is toward the end of the season. That's normally when we've seen the Pittsburgh Steelers, who find a way to playoff contention every year, get wins and find themselves in the playoffs as a wild card. But this year, I believe that they'll be figuring out who they are early on with Russell Wilson, then transitioning to Justin Fields around the bye week and trying to face those six division opponents along with the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs to finish, which will be difficult for any football team.
Former Steeler ESPN's Ryan Clark saying that he thinks the Steelers around the bye week will take the reins away from Justin Fields. I did it backwards. We'll take the reins away from Russell Wilson and give them to Justin Fields. I don't know, man. That doesn't make much sense to me when you consider that it's Washington, bad football team, 32nd in the league in defense last year, points per game allowed. Okay, fine. Justin Fields, go on out there after the bye, kick some butt against Washington. Then it's Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati. The Steelers' offense would have to suck in the first half of the year. They'd have to have a bad record if you're going to change to Justin Fields at that time.
There's one way where I think that that would make sense. And that's if the Steelers give him a bridge deal. If Justin Fields gets a bridge deal for multiple years, he is the quarterback of the future. So the leash for Russell Wilson will be shortened because he will be the future. Justin Fields will be the future. And it won't look like a misstep if Russell Wilson is sat down for Justin Fields, because you're taking a flyer on Russell Wilson at the end of the day, and you're only paying $1.2 million. So you're willing, even initially, that if Russell Wilson didn't work out, you're willing to go to a different option. Now, at the time, they didn't have that different option. It was Kenny Pickett, right? Was he still here? He was still here.
They had him for like a fart, and then...
Right. So they had it in their mind. They're like, okay, we're going to get Justin Fields. That could be their option. You know, you're only paying $1.2 million, so you could cut bait with Russell Wilson at the bye week, and if Justin Fields has that deal, he is the quarterback of the future, so I can see some clarity of that possibly happening. If it isn't working, might as well just go to the future now, because we've already gave him that deal for a few more years, and he is our guy.
I think I understand what you're saying, but I think they'll have to have a bad record to change hands to Justin Fields. Like, I can't see them being 6-2 8 weeks in.
No, yeah,
or
no.
5-3.
No.
That's why, like, to me, I don't see it happening for Justin Fields. If he's got the bridge deal, it without question makes it easier to do that. Because if you don't have the bridge deal and you were to insert Justin Fields and Justin Fields would go off, now you got yourself a pickle.
Right.
Like, oh my God. Well, hey, we might have found the quarterback of the future, but at what cost?
Right.
If you've got him on the bridge deal, you're right. Absolutely, it makes it easier to turn to him if they struggle. But as I look at the schedule, I did a little homework today. So you play Atlanta, and all these teams will probably think they're improved year over year. That's just the way the NFL offseason works. But Atlanta was 17th overall in points allowed per game. Denver, 27th. The Chargers, 23rd. Indianapolis, 28th. Your first four games are against not great defenses. And then...
Well, I mean, we got to factor in that there are new head coaches and new regimes.
No doubt. No doubt. But going off of last year's results, those are four defenses that needed a lot of work this offseason. Then you got Dallas and Las Vegas. Good defenses from last year. Dallas 9th in points allowed. Las Vegas 7th. The Jets at 10th. So a tough three-game stretch there. However, two of those games are at home. Then you play the Giants, the 26th overall defense, according to points per game last year. So five out of those first eight games is not tough defensively, at least going off of last year's numbers. Mm-hmm. And those, to me, like the beginning of their schedule, that's the winnable part. Like, I think they probably need to go 7-2 before that last eight-game stretch to have a good shot of making the playoffs. But I see them at 6-3. 5-4 at absolute worst. I just don't think Mike Tomlin pulls the plug on a quarterback, a veteran quarterback, if you got your head above water.
No, there's no chance. Right? I mean, what sense would that make? What was the record you say? If they're
4-5.
Right.
But it's so hard to turn it over to the young guy.
Is it? I mean, they're both coming in at the same time, both learning the offense at the same time. It's not like Justin Fields hasn't played ball.
He's not a rookie. No, he's a veteran in his own right. No doubt about that. If the schedule was flipped, if they started off Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincy, and you're sitting there at 3-5 or worse, then hell yeah, at the bye week, they're coming out with Justin Fields. Maybe even before that. But they're more, the beginning of the schedule is a lot easier to navigate than the second half schedule. So it just doesn't add up to me for Ryan Clark. What Ryan Clark's saying. I think if we see Justin Fields, it'll be because of injury. Or maybe on a kickoff return.
Hmm.
One more thing I didn't bring up when we were talking, again, rehashing the schedule yesterday, Doran. One of the reasons why I hate all those division teams bunched together so much is I don't think you really then get a real view of who's good the whole year long. Like, you play Cleveland Thursday, November 21st, then you get Cincy, then you're playing Cleveland again. If Russell Wilson's hurt for three games, and that just happens to be your three games, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's Deshaun Watson. I like the idea of division games being spread out because injuries can absolutely kill a team. The division games mean more. If you got a dude who's got a three-week, four-week injury, and you're playing a division team twice in those 3-4 weeks, that sucks.
Well, that's why you do what the Steelers did, especially at the most important position. You get two guys
mm-hmm.
that could play. That's exactly the reason why. And, I mean, that doesn't shield you necessarily, but it does give you, you know, a way to turn because you don't want what happened last year. Like, there's no, I know that Mason Rudolph did well. Like, and I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm actually happy that he got his opportunity. But that's the last thing an organization or a head coach wants to have to go through is having to rely on your third string quarterback. That's the last thing. And you don't even want to have to rely on your second string quarterback. But if you have two guys that could be starters, and if an injury does take place, you're feeling really good about it and you're not going to miss a beat. And those guys both can run the same type of offense within Arthur Smith's offense.
Well, and the Ravens didn't do that. The Ravens really didn't add a legitimate backup behind Lamar Jackson. And Cincinnati's got Jake Browning. You know, at least Cleveland, they're trying to guard against Deshaun Watson doing what he's done the last couple of years, which is play poorly or not play at all. And they added Jameis Winston. I actually really like that move from their standpoint.
Wait, who'd the Ravens add?
I don't think that they did anything.
No, I think they have somebody.
I'm on it.
I think they have some. Who is it, a young guy?
I should know this.
I should too. They tweeted about it. Forget who it is.
So the Ravens quarterback depth chart, scintillating radio as this is, Lamar Jackson. Oh, Josh Johnson. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like Josh Johnson's 752nd team.
He's played for everybody.
Although you got Malik Cunningham. There's some intrigue there, at least from an athletic standpoint, if you're looking to replicate or create some reasonable facsimile of Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The Steelers should be set up well if Justin Fields does have to play. He's in a position that's better than Chicago, and at least athletically, he should be able to make plays for you. The more I look at the schedule, it ticks me off every time I look at it, man. Like, you play the Browns twice in 3 weeks? What? It's not baseball. Why not play them back-to-back? Like, I mean, what are we doing here? And then Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland. 2 weeks off. Or 1 week off. Then it's Baltimore again. 1 week off Cincinnati. Stupid. Freaking ridiculous. You're mad over a schedule 5 months out. Coming up next, I need your thoughts on this story. It's a minor story, but I think you're going to have an interesting opinion on this. One of the more famous plays in recent Steelers history didn't go quite how you think it did. We'll tell you coming up next. At 9 o'clock, I have an option for the Pirates at first base. They won't have to give up a prospect for Doran. We have a special guest coming up at 9:35 who's going to help us out for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, which is June 6th and 7th outside the Green Tree VFD. I'm also here to tell you about the 50-minute mark. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you about a first baseman the Pirates can get and not have to give up a single prospect to bring him into their lineup. But first, Robert Spillane. You didn't think we'd be talking about Robert Spillane, did you, Doran Dickerson?
No.
So Robert Spillane famously, bang, drilled Derrick Henry on the goal line. Robert Spillane recently talked about it and said that his shoulder famously, he's coming off the field, like, hanging his shoulder down low. Everyone thought he's banged up, or maybe it's a stinger or something like that. He said he wasn't hurt at all. He totally made it up. He got his bell rung. It was his first career start. It was against a team that he played for. It was against Derrick friggin' Henry. And so he knew he had to come off the field because he thought he might have a concussion, faked the shoulder injury so that they would look at his shoulder on the sideline, and then he would go back in and play the game.
Mm-hmm.
That happened a lot?
Yeah. For sure.
That's his
opportunity. And he's a special teams guy. He's a guy that gets an opportunity. And that's how he literally, we're talking about it right now, and that's probably how he made his money and the reason why he's in, Las Vegas. And wasn't he a captain last year? I mean, just probably that play alone. And think about if he would have not finished that game.
Right.
Like, he probably would have lost his spot, and he wouldn't be who he is now.
I think it is, for the layman fan, such as myself, I try to put myself in his thought process at the time. And we know how bad concussions are now. We know all about what we do at this point, about CTE. And now you can wear those goofy helmets on the field, which I think is a good move for the NFL. Like, my visceral reaction is, oh man, why would you do that? But then hearing him talk about it, he's fighting for paychecks.
Yeah.
He's fighting to stay in the game that, in his mind, is going to feed his family. And so how can I criticize a guy for understanding the ramifications there and deciding, hey, my career is more important to me than the long-term health potentially of my brain?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't fault a guy.
Mm-mm.
Like, I know when players, they want to go back into games, they're going to have the medical staffs are going to get criticized, the coaching staffs are going to get criticized, the players in some cases get criticized. Why would you go back in? I can't blame a guy like Ryan what's his name?
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Now I've lost it. What is his first name?
Robert.
Oh.
Oh, man.
And I didn't play a down of football in my life. Put that one in the file, Cal.
Yep.
Put that one in my folder before next segment. That'll be another all-timer. Okay. The C in CTE stands for Crowley. Coming up next, I'll tell you about a first baseman the Pirates could acquire and not give up a single prospect. Plus, Mark Caboli said something about the Steelers offensive coordinator that we have to address again. That's all on the way. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring a new adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. SunChevy.com. Today, high 85.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.